Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Yeah, it's a pretty epic time to be conscious on planet Earth. We've got attorney Bob Barnes with us for this and the next segment, continuing to break down the election coming up. Let's get back into the election. You know, Pence could basically be a wild card here, or a Trump card, pun not intended, with the discretion that he could take. People could debate it all day long whether he has that as part of his job, but he could do it and set that precedent. But I just have a feeling that this is going to have to be so extreme. I mean, when you steal an election like this, when you lock down a country like this, when you are so deep in criminal activity, I mean, I'm honestly afraid that if they put Biden in, they'll send a SWAT team with guns drawn to raid Trump's family and arrest them all the next day. I mean, I may be extreme in that belief. I just think that's how criminal they are, and they're going for broke right now. Now, I don't think Trump's dumb. I think he's probably aware of this. He's been in D.C. long enough to realize how corrupt it is. But I'm just wondering if the people around them that he considers allies that are probably fighting for him, like Jenna Ellis and others, if they're not underestimating how bad this criminal behavior is. They're focused on an election fraud. We're talking about people that lie us into wars where millions of people die. I mean, you don't think for a second they'll come arrest Trump if they think he's a threat to their global hegemony and, global government that they have coming up. So talk about Pence's role or potential role in this coming up. And I mean, just the seriousness of this criminal behavior as an attorney.
Yeah, so two different components there. One, Pence clearly is president of the Senate. And the way the Electoral College works, like there's some talk that the Electoral College has voted not from a legal perspective. The vote doesn't count until the vote is certified by the relevant officials. And so and that goes to the president of the Senate, who is the current vice president. And so the current vice president has the non-reviewable authority under the Constitution to say which electors counted and which ones didn't. And there's some people that see that as a limited duty. There's others, liberal legal scholars, have acknowledged that's very broad. And do we have any doubt that if the roles were reversed, and this was Kamala Harris or Joe Biden in 2012 for Obama, or any Democrat, that they would have eagerly exercised their power to put their own party in power? So it's extraordinary. So there's no doubt. And here, there's legitimate objections. We have seven states that have sent Republican electors. The Republican electors have voted and sent those up. And by the way, that was the same as 1876. In 1876, the official canvassing board all sent Republican electors. And then Democrats got together and sent their own electors. So that led to a 2-month debate in Congress as to whose electors were legitimate. And they passed a law since then, the Electoral Count Act, that says they'll take the votes of the governor. But that law cannot be override the Constitution and cannot be binding on a new Congress, which this will be. Even though the vice president is the same as the president of the Senate, the current one, the Congress members will be new. It will be the newly sworn in House members and senators. And that's why it makes so what Pence has the power to do is to say, I've got competing electors. You're going to have to vote on it. The reason why that could change the script is if he says, I'm going to say that the Republican electors are the electors, then the House and the Senate both have to override that by objecting. And, you know, that won't happen. You know, as many or it's unlikely to happen. And there's a risk of it, given how many traitors there are. But that goes back to the core issue, which is the problem that we have right now, that for people that support a constitutional election in this case, is we have too few out. We had a man more than we had a movement, and we did not have enough Trumpists in wide-ranging positions of power, including, as people are now realizing, your local election board in your local city or county, including your local state House member or state senator, that these positions ended up being potentially very impactful in this election. And what we need to realize is we need to build a Jacksonian movement of scale and scope, because, as you know, that's the only thing that's going to push back against any of these people. Otherwise, they will grab power, seize power, and crush their adversaries. We need a mass movement to resist it and to push back against
it. Yeah, and those local-level people that I had to deal with here in Texas, they keep the Republican voters from getting fully behind Trump. So that could change, though.
I've got some really exciting good news, and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and Band.video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But we're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves in the next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items for your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products. And then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the Second American Revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
We're in the second hour here of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex. Last segment here with Bob Barnes. And you know, I just have the feeling that it's going to come down to that old cliche, and Trump's going to realize that if you want something done right, you're just going to have to do it yourself. And I just have a feeling it's going to come down to that for President Trump, sadly, because of the cowards that he has surrounded himself with. But let's get into that other component, Bob, because I know you can run on with this subject for a long time. I mean, just the amount of the criminal activity, whether it's the government shutdowns that are killing us, and now they say, oh, here's $600. Meanwhile, billions of dollars are going out to foreign nations. They're just blatant theft of this election, and the Supreme Court balks. I mean, it's just incredible. So that's my biggest fear here, is that the criminal activity level is like, I mean, it's a 10 out of 10 criminal activity. The fight against the criminal activity is like a 1, maybe a 2, maybe a 3 out of 10 if we're lucky. I mean, so it's like, I just don't see that, you know, that has, the fight against the criminal activity has to be ramped up to at least an 8 for us to have a chance. And again, it's like Trump is the man in the arena just looking around, waiting for reinforcements. You know, Bueller. Just begging someone to come along. So it's either we're going to have that rush of reinforcements next month, or I think Trump's just going to have to do it himself. Bob Barnes, I give you the platform here for the next 8 minutes.
So I think there's two sort of a bifurcated approach to this. There's no question. The problem has been Trump. This was too much about a man, not enough about a movement, and not enough institutional allies, so that people often saw Trump as the only line of defense. That Trump was the last wall to protection of the constitutional republic against those that would take it down. And I think the real answer is that the last wall of defense are the people themselves. And that means seizing and taking power constitutionally, legally, and democratically through all the means we have available to us. We can all, I mean, everybody can be on an election board if they fight hard enough to do it. Instead, that we've allowed insiders to take care of our local city, county election boards. I mean, people could have been, and this includes small counties. There are small rural counties. Like, let's say you have a problem with Dominion software. Well, you can get on a small county that has Dominion software and investigate it using your election board access. That what's happened is people look to the top to rescue them, when in reality, it was always going to be the ground soldiers who needed to do the rescuing. And that means mass movement. That means, you know, going and doing a mass march on January 6th in Washington, D.C. to show everybody that you are sticking with Trump. But it's not just that. It means taking action all across the country, in your local town, in your local city, in your local county, in your state, for a state house, for a state senate, for county commissioner, for election board, all of it. Because what's coming down the pipeline, it looks increasingly, given the courts are effectively closed to constitutional remedy in too many places and in too many cases, then the remedy has to be us. For example, look at the people that have decided to fight back against the lockdowns by recalling governor, including it looks like Newsom's going to face a recall vote, which has shocked the Democratic establishment in California. The people, the Georgia Secretary of State can be recalled. The governor can be recalled. So using the power and tools of direct democracy, using recall powers, using initiative and referendum powers, it looks like we're going to need to add to the state law or state constitution provisions that protect informed consent. that, you know, the Nuremberg Accord was designed to say that you cannot ever be forced to get invasive medical treatment without your informed consent in response to the Nazis and everything that happened. But now you have people out there advocating for forced vaccinations as a condition of employment, condition of education, condition of access to travel, or even required period as a condition of citizenship under penalty of fine or prison. That means we now, while the court should push back against that, and I think there's constitutional arguments the other way, what the courts have shown is that they have been co-opted by the political establishment. They share the same professional class prejudices as the rest of the professional class, which has been historically and ancestrally anti-populist. We cannot trust them to be the ultimate solution. That's why I'm working with Robert Kennedy to build a mass movement to make sure the laws reflect, you know, using whatever legal remedy we have available to us, whether it's the Discrimination Against Disability Act, which the Americans with Disability Act that prohibits discrimination against the disabled, challenging that when they're misusing forced vaccinations or enforced masks as a condition of employment or access when that violates those laws. Same with HIPAA laws, where they're basically forcing you to disclose information that should be medically private, and bringing every constitutional challenge we can. But in the end, we likely need to create new laws that say, no, you cannot do invasive medical treatment unless, in fact, you have informed consent from the individual. We need the same with elections. How do we prevent this from ever happening again? Change the election laws. And often this can be done through initiatives and referendums. Sometimes it can be done at the state level through new laws. It can also be done often at the city or county level, because that's where votes are counted. That's where votes are gathered. They're often gathered at your local precinct. Imagine if everybody had exercised their rights to be a poll watcher or a poll observer this election. They wouldn't have been able to get away with anywhere near what they got away with. So the goal is we have to take back the power ourselves, relying upon and depending upon Trump to be that sole wall, to be that sole protector of liberty was always a mistake, frankly. And now the president amplified that by putting in by delegating to McConnell his executive appointments, his judicial appointments. It's been Trump appointed judges who have betrayed him. That's what I tell people. I was like, Trump just getting reelected doesn't solve our problems. Because for the last 4 years, we've had a whole host of issues that Trump has not been able to address or resolve. And in fact, sometimes Trump has amplified because he delegated legislation to Paul Ryan, because he delegated executive appointments to Mitch McConnell. I mean, how did Christopher Wray end up heading the FBI? How did Hal Pasper end up at the CIA? How did Ratcliffe end up before Ratcliffe Coates end up at the Director of National Intelligence? How did Pompeo, or before that Mattis, end up at the State Department? Defense Department, or Tillerson at the State Department, all these appointments, or Sessions at Attorney General. You go on and on and on and on of the number of people that Trump put in positions of power that undermined and betrayed him. As one, and I think he's trying to remedy what he can remedy while seeking his constitutional remedy of a contested election being resolved either in the courts or Congress. By doing things, and hopefully he'll step forward and remove certain people from defense, remove certain people from the Health and Human Services. Look at our big cyber warfare guy, Krebs, who the media said,
a stab in the back. I mean, the Supreme Court stabbed Trump in the back, but they kind of like pat him like, oh, I'm sorry. But Krebs was just like, oh, I'm enjoying this. He like took as many jabs. He was like, yeah, I'm going to poke you. I'm going to stab you in the back as much as I can. But, you know, you said something that was so key. I completely agree. It is going to come down to we the people, and that can mean a bunch of different things. But, you know, what you're talking about, getting people to understand our political system and the political science of it, I mean, that's a challenge. I mean, that's like walking up to a random guy on the street and saying, all right, you're a ninja now. Show me all your karate moves. They'll be like, you know, what? Like a karate chop. It's like, so, I mean, that's a major void to fill. I mean, how do you see that happening? I mean, someone's going to have to fill that void.
No doubt. I think, well, and part of that is, you know, I've been, you know, drafting letters for people as templates that they can send out. I drafted election contests that people could individually file in their individual states. People often don't know the scale of their remedies. You know, in a lot of places, ordinary people can file election contests. They don't need the campaign. They don't need anyone else. And that they're entitled to discovery. I'm going to start doing that with Open Records Act requests and FOIA requests in different states. You can get a lot of the data about either the machines or about the vote or about mail-in ballots or signatures. All these ballots, for example, are digitized in a lot of states. You can request it through your own Open Records Act request. You can find out whether the ballots are bogus. So I'm going to be starting drafting templates like this and the rest. But it comes back to the means of communication and means of organization. And that's where InfoWars is critical and essential. And that's where people supporting the model for reform and revolution in America in a democratic constitutional manner is the InfoWars model. It's where people come together, support one another, support the infrastructure, support the institutions. And it's uniquely beneficial because a person can get healthier, wealthier, and wiser by participating and supporting InfoWars. Going to places like InfoWarsStore.com is the place to buy your Christmas gifts or the place to buy things for yourself that will make you healthier, make you wealthier because it's cheaper than the alternatives and its competition, and make you wiser because you're democratizing the media because you control, effectively, you the audience, you control InfoWars. There's no sugar daddy controlling it. There's no big corporate advertiser controlling it. There's no corrupt insider controlling it. There's only the people. There's only the audience. And this is a sustainable model by providing information and services and products that are of value to you independently and separately from the information itself. And we need to take the same model and continue to expand it and continue to deepen it, use it for its self-education, self-empowerment tools. And by us reasserting our power, that's how the American Revolution can be real again in America.
Well said, Robert Barnes. Godspeed. Merry Christmas, Robert.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera. How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured and not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I want to get back into the massive theft that is being called the COVID stimulus bill. Headline at InfoWars.com. Rand Paul slams Republicans voting for COVID bill. You are no better than socialist Dems. And he sums it up quite nicely here. Senator Rand Paul slammed Republicans Monday for voting in favor of a huge $900 billion coronavirus relief bill, saying that they are no better than the Democrats they routinely label as socialists. When you vote, quoting Rand Paul now, when you vote to pass out free money, you lose your soul and you abandon forever any semblance of moral or fiscal integrity. If free money was the answer, if money really did grow on trees, why not give more free money? Why not give it out all the time? Why stop at 600 per person? Why not 1,000? Why not 2,000? Maybe these new free money Republicans should join the Everybody Gets a Guaranteed Income Caucus. Why not 20,000 a year for everybody? Why not 30,000? If we can print out money with impunity, why not do it? The senator proclaimed. So, show me the lie. Show me where Rand Paul is wrong about this. You know, I see this bill and I look at this Congress and I just wonder, are all of you corrupt dirtbags? Are all of you bought and sold out by somebody? Whether it's China or Israel or whoever it is, why do you do this to us? It's an insult to our intelligence. It's an insult to our integrity. And it's a death blow to our economy. Now, again, I'm going to go over some of these details of where the money is going. But Rand Paul is right. Why should we pay a nickel in taxes when they just take our money and give it to all these foreign nations? They should just be paying us. Now, of course, I don't want to live in a government-run economy. I want to live in a free market economy. I love the free market. In the free market, you can be a communist. That's the beauty of the free market. You can be whatever you want. You can be a commie. You can be a capitalist. You can be charitable. You can do whatever the hell you want. It's the free market. But this is theft. So they tax us out the wazoo, and then they pat us on the head and say, oh, here's $600. But look at where all the other spending is going. You've got $169 billion to Vietnam. $169 million to Vietnam, $198 million to Bangladesh, $130 million to Nepal, over $500 million to Belize, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama to address key factors that contribute to migration of unaccompanied, undocumented minors in the United States. You know what that means? That means that money is going to be used to bring more illegal immigrants here. How do you like that? Where they'll steal your money again. $74 million to the Caribbean Basin Security Initiative. By the way, this is all at InfoWars.com. The headline, billions going to foreign aid and spending bill. Gender programs in Pakistan, Sri Lanka, ship
refurbishments. Unspecified amounts, but it's in the tens of millions, potentially reaching hundreds of millions, to Colombia, Peru, Ecuador, Trinidad and Tobago, and others for assistance for communities and countries supporting otherwise impacted by refugees from Venezuela. I thought this was the COVID relief bill.
Ah.
Foiled again. This is a quote from the bill itself. Indo-Pacific Strategy and the Asia Reassurance Initiative Act of 2018. Of the funds appropriated under Titles 3 and 4 of this act, not less than $1.4 billion shall be made available to support the implementation of the Indo-Pacific Strategy and the Asia Reassurance Initiative Act of 2018. Well, I mean, that's obviously COVID relief, right? I mean, when you're thinking about how your business is shut down, your restaurant's closing, your bar's closing, you can't go to school, you can't go to church, I mean, you're laying awake at night, tossing and turning, miserable, thinking, if only I could give $1.5 billion to the Indo-Pacific Strategy and the Asia Reassurance Initiative Act, then I could sleep. Where do you think that money's going, folks? Special interest payoffs. Our entire Congress is compromised, and it makes me sick. To Tulsi Gabbard's credit, she called it out, too. She said, I'm not voting for this crap. Just goes on and on. I got all this here. Why not just boil it down to this? Here's some of the domestic funding that'll save you from COVID. $26 million for the Kennedy Center, Nancy Pelosi's little baby. $1 billion for the Smithsonian, where they hide history. $154 million for the National Art Gallery. That'll fight COVID. Another $167 million for the National Art and Humanities. That's definitely how you fight COVID and relief. The Woodrow Wilson Center gets $14 million. He's a fighter of COVID. Foreign countries receiving aid. Egypt gets over $1 billion. That's how you relieve COVID stimulus in America. Sudan gets $700 million. Ukraine gets $453 million. Israel gets $500 million. Go figure for that little tiny country. $500 million. $500 million, man. We are getting raped, man. We are getting raped. Raped. I mean, this is a joke. Our Congress, I think this is the 116th Congress. You are a joke. You all belong in jail. In fact, I'm dead serious. Anybody who signed this bill should go to jail. And guess what? Some of my favorite congressmen signed this bill. Josh Hawley from Missouri signed this bill. He says, well, the people need $600. $600? And again, over a bill to some Asian deal. So you get no COVID relief. You get no COVID relief. $900 billion, and you get no COVID relief. I haven't done the math, but I wonder what $900 billion divided by whatever the amount of people in America are is. Probably more than 600 is my guess. Not much. It's still ridiculous. Here's an idea. Reopen the economy. Oh, but they're not interested in that because they're bought and paid for by China. They're bought and paid for by Israel. They do whatever the hell they're told to do. And so they just voted to financially rape you. You just got financially cornholed by this bill. Now, I do believe President Trump can still veto this, and he damn well should. So, yeah, you could have gotten almost $3,000 a person via this stimulus bill. You get $600. That is a spit in your eye from this corrupt Congress. You're all a bunch of dogs. You're all a bunch of dogs. This Congress is a bunch of dogs, including that bitch AOC who says, this is the worst spending bill ever. I can't believe it. And then she signed her name on it. You know why? Because she got a raise in this bill. You didn't get jack crap, but Congress gave themselves a raise. You all ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Americans should be pissed off about this.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech, and big pharma are all pushing the COVID's most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically
bioweapons that are super deadly, and now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they give vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record, it does that. Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases, but they tell you, safe and effective, no one's getting hurt, it's a conspiracy theory, and then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, I'm just fighting, flipping mad here. I mean, we are getting just raped by our Congress right now. Just raped intellectually with this stimulus bill, financially. It's just an insult. So I'm pretty mad about that. They're stealing our elections. They're shutting down our government. It's time for we the people to just declare independence again. And so this is a whole debate, and Nick Fuentes is about to join me. Before I do that, folks, I barely plugged today. We have Winter Sun Plus right here with me. In fact, I'm going to take it on air right now. I'm going to be like Joe Biden and Fauci, and then they like to take the vaccine on air, right? It's good. Look at me. I got a little prick in my arm. Whoop-de-doo. So, if it's even the real vaccine, this is actually Winter Sun Plus that I will ingest right now. It's been very hazy and foggy in Texas lately. I'm not getting much sun, so I'm not getting much vitamin D. So I take the Winter Sun Plus there. Everybody knows vitamin D, essential to your immune system. 80% of the COVID deaths, that's the real flu deaths, not the people that jump off of buildings or, get shot, but the actual COVID deaths,
80% of them are deficient in vitamin D, but Fauci won't tell you that. He wants to sell you a vaccine because he is a henchman of Big Pharma. So InfoWarsStore.com, Winter Sun Plus, back in stock, 50% off right now for you at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Nick Fuentes is with me. I know he's fighting mad, too. He probably can control his temper better than I. In fact, I think I know why Nick wears the largest headphones in the history of radio, so he can drown out all the nonsense coming from Washington, D.C. Nick, where do you want to begin? The election theft, the financial and the rape of our integrity with the stimulus bill? Where do you want to begin?
How about we start with the stimulus bill?
That's a juicy one, isn't it?
Yeah, I talked about that on my show last night.
Hey, well, $600, Nick, you can get a stick of gum.
Yeah, that's right.
You can chew your way out of this pandemic. You can get one stick of flavored bubble gum.
I love to see it. Yeah, well, I mean, the $1,200 was an insult, in my opinion, back when they did the original stimulus. $1,200 wasn't sufficient, and then they cut it in half. And what's amazing is not just how little is in this bill, but how much is in the bill for seemingly everybody else. You know, they tell us that they can't do better than $600, another round of cash payments. Only two rounds of cash payments, by the way. Take down the whole economy, and they give you two checks for less than $2,000 in 1 year. But what's more is in the same bill, $1.4 trillion stimulus bill, they've got money for Sudan, they've got money for Myanmar, Nepal, Israel, all these foreign nations, but they can't cut us more than $600. And even more, when you look at the math, I was looking at it last night, how they actually break down each provision in the bill. The direct cash payments only account for about $287 billion out of the $900 billion stimulus, which is included in a $1.4 trillion spending bill. And so you think about these numbers, it's a third of the total stimulus is actually going to Americans, and it's less than a fourth out of the entire spending bill. And where else is all that money going towards? Well, you know, we have some idea. It's going to foreign wars. It's going to the World Health Organization. It's going to other countries. It's a disgrace. And you know what people have to realize? I talked about this on my show last night, too, is you have to tie this in with what's going on with the Senate right now and what's going on with the election, too, because this was a bill. This was a deal that was made by both Republicans and Democrats. Trump wanted more than $2,000 in cash payments for each individual. They wound up with $600. That was an agreement between McConnell and Nancy Pelosi. This is what the status quo looks like. Once they get Trump out of office, once he's out of the White House, it's back to this business as usual, where it's Republicans and Democrats, both of them, working together to screw over the American people. And they do it with the lockdown, and then they don't pay you enough in the stimulus. So I think it's a disgrace, and I think this is probably what the next 4 years is going to look like.
When you, I mean, just, you don't need to be that well-educated or, you know, financially privy to understand how this bill is such a theft and it doesn't even make sense on its face. There needs to be, you know what, I mean, I'm almost to a point now, it's like, forget about the special counsel under the Bidens or whatever, you know what, that'll never go away. The criminals are never going to stop committing crimes. So they say that's the nice thing about the mob, they never stop breaking the law. But, I mean, there needs to be an investigation into Pelosi and McConnell. Who came up with these numbers? Why the hell are foreign nations getting our stimulus bill? Why are foreign nations getting more dollars per capita than us? I mean, seriously, there needs to be a criminal investigation of this. This is so egregious on its face. I mean, Americans should literally be like, I got a little fired up yesterday after what happened in Oregon. You know, BLM gets to torture people and murder people and Antifa murder people and burn down buildings and all this stuff. But, oh, you show up with a Trump and American flag and you just want to go into your state capitol, you get assaulted by the police. So I was a little upset with that. But this is like the same thing. I mean, seriously, like, what the hell is going on? I mean, President Trump is focusing on the election theft. But, I mean, he should come out and do a fireside chat tonight and just lay all of it out. Be like, why are we giving $500 million to Israel? Well, he may not say that, but, I mean, you know, he could say it all about all the other countries. It's like, where is the stimulus for the American people here? And then Nancy Pelosi will come back and say, oh, okay, we're going to actually give you $666.66.
Well, and, you know, what's so disgusting about this is they're always pushing on us for whatever reason that they don't have the money for this. Well, we have to issue austerity, or we have to usher in an era of austerity after they destroy the economy. They destroyed the economy. You know, this is something very important to point out. It wasn't COVID that took down the economy. COVID is a disease. It was government policies that took down the economy. COVID didn't force restaurants to close and businesses to close. The federal government did. We know now that the death rate for COVID is, what is it, like 0.0001%? We know that COVID didn't shut down everything. The federal government forced businesses to close. I mean, forced them into a situation where they could not make money, could not do business. And now that people are unemployed, now that small businesses are imploding across the country, now that people are underemployed and their kids can't go to school, they say, well, the best we could do is $600. Really? And they tell us that the fiscal conservatives tell us, well, we can't do much more on unemployment because then people would rather take the unemployment than work. We can't make the benefits too big because the deficit's already grown so much. Really? Well, when has that ever been a problem? Because, you know, for the past 20 years, I don't know if you're aware of this, we've been at war in both Iraq and Afghanistan at the same time. And also Syria and also Somalia and also West Africa and also Pakistan and also Yemen. And we never seem to run out of money for that. We never seem to be concerned about the deficit for that. And there's never any shortage of money for that. But when it comes to them wrecking the economy, and now people are looking for work and people are destroyed by this financially and otherwise, well, now they, you know, they empty their pockets and say, oh, $600, that's the best we could do. Really? I mean, and people have got to stand up. You know, what I saw in Oregon last night, or yesterday rather, was epic. And I don't know, maybe there needs to be a little bit more of that, because this is the kind of stuff that we fought the revolution for in the beginning. I'm not advocating for violence. I'm not advocating for anything, you know, crazy. But this is exactly the kind of stuff that we fought the revolution over in 1776. You know, no taxation without representation. I don't feel very represented. I don't know about you, but I haven't felt represented in a long time.
I mean, maybe we should maybe we should just like move to Israel or Sudan or hell, Egypt. I mean, Egypt got a bill 0.3.
That's right. Yeah, I guess we'd have a better shot of getting representation in government if we lived in a foreign country.
What did we buy? What did we just like buy Cleopatra's DNA or something? I mean, what the hell?
Well, I mean, it's all of that is in service of the Kushner sort of arrangement in the Middle East. $700 million to Sudan. And why do you think that was? Well, maybe that has something to do with the fact that Sudan just inked a deal to normalize their relations with Israel recently. And, you know, Egypt became the number two recipient of foreign aid after the Camp David Accords with Israel back in the late 1970s. And similar deal with Jordan in the early 1990s. So, you know, kind of all roads lead to, you know, frankly, to Jerusalem over there when it comes to foreign aid in the Middle East. Really neither here nor there. The point is, the money should be going to Americans, not people in the Middle East, whether they're in Jordan, Egypt, Israel, should be going to us, should be going to the people that pay the taxes.
And, you know, these politicians, these snakes, Pelosi and McConnell, are so vicious and so maniacal. The way they do this is we'll never be able to track and trace who gets all these kickbacks, because, you know, they're getting kickbacks. I mean, even AOC was saying how bad this is, but then she signed the bill. Why? Because she got a raise. So they put a raise for Congress in here. So most congressmen, oh, I'm not signing this. Oh, wait, I get a raise. OK, I'll sign it then. Oh, imagine. Oh, way to go.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This country's in big trouble when we are being leveraged, when we are being leveraged by our politicians to the tunes of billions of dollars to other countries. I mean, folks, to put it frankly, we're fudged. We're fudged. We can't do this anymore, man. Americans are going broke. We have rampant homelessness in this country. We have the economy crashing, and our Congress just gave us a big fat middle finger and a knife in our back. I mean, I'm just stunned. I'm just stunned at the egregiousness, the insult that they would even put this bill on the table. And there needs to be an immediate investigation into Pelosi and McConnell. In fact, I want a hearing. I want a national hearing on national TV, and I want Rand Paul and even AOC. Hell, put AOC in there. Let her grill them, too. Give her the platform. I want her, and I want Rand Paul, and I want all of them asking, where did you decide and why did you decide to give Egypt $1.3 billion? I'd just like to hear your reasoning for that. By the way, $500 million to Israel, which is about the size of a thumbnail. Just curious. Just tell us why. Let's hear it. I mean, I think the American people deserve to hear why they get $600 and a kick in the ass, and Egypt gets $1.3 billion. I think the American people deserve that. Of course, we won't get this because Congress hates you. I'm convinced they just hate us at this point. By the way, sad story, just to show you how crazy the world is. Family of U.S. student jailed for quarantine violation pleads for her release. A young 18-year-old girl, Skylar Mack, broke quarantine.
Ooh.
At the Cayman Islands and is being held against her will in jail. So, walking on a beach now puts you in jail, and I don't hear anyone from the United States government trying to get her release there. But hey, make sure Egypt gets $1.3 billion. I guarantee you most Americans couldn't find Egypt, Sudan, Ukraine, Israel, Nepal, Burma, Cambodia, or Pakistan on a map, and they just got over $1 billion. Nick, I'm just ranting at this point. Nick Fuentes is with us, America First. By the way, Nick, I think it's hilarious. People do this to me, too, how they like to steal your name and then act like their name. You know, we won't get into the beast wills that do that, but I do think it's funny. They like to do that here with us, too. They take the name War Room, and then they act like they came up with it. Not that we came up with it. It's an old term, but it's like, oh, we're the War Room. No, we were the War Room, and now you're pretending to be the War. Oh, I'm America First. No, you just stole that from Nick Fuentes. Anyway, Nick, I'm just ranting here. I don't even know how to direct this anger other than to just hope that the American people will get so upset about this, whether we can stop this bill from raping us or not. I mean, it's time for Americans to start asking questions. It's time for politicians to start owning up to the trillions of dollars we give to foreign countries that they do without a single question asked.
Yeah, well, it's a disgrace. It's clear now that America is owned by foreign powers. And you could see that in the elections. You could see that in the electoral process, the legislative process. And that's exactly right. I mean, people should begin to ask themselves, where is all that money going to and why? You know, and really ask yourself why there's a single cent going to Myanmar, right, and going to Nepal and countries like that. What kind of infrastructure exists on the international level to make that happen? What exactly is the benefit for the Americans? You know, and that's really the critical thesis of my show, is America first. How is this putting Americans first?
Yeah, I mean, if I could, like, travel to Nepal or Israel or Ukraine and get, like, a free housing and free meals, okay, maybe then that's all right. All right, we get to go there and get, we should. I mean, we pay for it. But seriously, I should be able to go to Egypt and be treated like a damn king because we make their entire damn country.
It's true. They live like kings, and we're not. You know, Donald Trump said that, I think, about 30 years ago, and it's true.
He did. He ran on that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And that's I think ultimately that's what 2020 was about. It's about taking back that power from the people, taking back that power from Trump. It's really telling to me that even in spite of everything that President Trump has been put through in the past 7 weeks with this whole election fraud, he's still in the White House fighting for more money in those direct cash payments for Americans. I think that kind of tells you everything you need to know. It was Trump initially, the only one in the White House, who was saying that we should have a bigger cash payment in the first stimulus back in the spring. It was the third bill, but the first cash payment from the stimulus. He was saying it should have been way more. He's saying it should be way more now. And I think that if Trump leaves office on January 20th, and I think it's looking more and more likely that that's the case, there goes the last man in government, literally the last man, the only man in government that cares about the American people and that wants to put the American people first. And you talk about conducting an investigation or conducting a hearing. I mean, the problem is the whole system is bogus. I mean, I know that's a hypothetical, but think of it. I mean, who would do the investigating? The FBI? The CIA, the NSA, the DOJ, I mean, all these institutions are corrupt. Bill Barr, Gina Haspel, Christopher Wray, all of them. And then how about another hearing? I mean, how many hearings have we had in the past 12 months about BLM riots and Antifa riots in Portland, about big tech, about you name it? It results in nothing. And at a certain point, all this righteous indignation from the American people has to result in something. And I think the elites have got to realize that, you know, just because you steal the election and just because you ban us from Twitter and just because you kick us out of the conversation, it doesn't mean we disappear. You know, there are 74 million people at least that voted for Trump that are very not happy with the way things are going right now. And you kick all those people off Twitter, you disenfranchise them from the electoral system. Now all you've done is eliminated legitimate means through the system by which they could redress their grievances. What's left after that? You know, and maybe you shouldn't answer that. Maybe people shouldn't answer that. It might get them in trouble from the government. But at some point, there has to be justice for what's going on in the country. And if we can't resolve that through the electoral process, I don't know. We're in uncharted waters at that point. And you see throughout this past 7 weeks with the Stop the Steal, the system is failing on every level, from the state level all the way through the courts, through the federal government, through the bureaucracy and the departments, the intelligence community. The whole thing's corrupt from top to bottom, vertically, horizontally. The whole thing's got to go. And either we're going to have a great purge, I think, in the next 4 years, a great purge of every last Republican representative that betrayed us, a great purge of every bureaucrat in D.C. that's part of the swamp. Now, or things could get very ugly in this country. But, you know, I think that's the infamous slogan you guys talk about on the show, 1776 happening again. I hope that people are beginning to ferment a revolutionary consciousness in their mind when they see this kind of stuff. Like you said, it's outrageous and there have to be answers.
Well, I hope the Republican Party understands this. I mean, look, if they want to line their pockets with all this cash, you know what? At least fight for us. And they're not going to be able to do that when and if they're voted out of office. You know, it sounds to me like we're kind of on the same page here, and we can come back and talk more about this. I'm not confident. I've heard every different scenario laid out for me for the last 4 weeks about Trump's path to victory. I've kind of just ho-hummed at every single one of them because it's a joke. We had elections. He won. Okay. Well, wait, we have all these stopgaps. No, he already won. Like, what are you doing? So I have no confidence in all these things that have been laid out, quite frankly. I'm not trying to demoralize the audience. But the only thing that I really have is my instinct tells me not to bet against Trump. And I just can't. I have no foresight. I have no future sight of Biden ever getting in the White House. I just can't really see that happening. It just doesn't seem like that could ever be a reality. Maybe that's just my bias. Is that kind of where you stand right now, too?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's actually a nice way of putting it about seeing Biden in the White House. It's difficult for me to picture it. But I agree with you about all these different options. You know, we've watched for the past 7 weeks and they tell us, well, there's this pathway where this case in Texas is going to really, that's really going to do it in. Or January 6th, Mike Pence is going to not count votes and that's going to prevent Biden from getting 270. I've heard it all. And honestly, I just have no faith in the system. You know, I basically feel similar to you. I have no faith in the system because you're right. Trump won, and we saw it was a joke. It was like a third world country. I mean, they literally send everybody home who's supposed to watch the ballots, and then they're bringing out suitcases full of ballots hidden under the table, and then they get right to counting those at 3 a.m. in Milwaukee and Detroit and Atlanta. I mean, this is literally what it looks like in Africa. This is literally what it looks like in Mexico or Brazil or something. And after that happened, I thought it's very unlikely that we pull it off. I mean, there was a means by which we could have achieved that. Through the state legislatures, there was a path. Through the Supreme Court, there was a path. But if you haven't been paying attention for the past 4 years, the Supreme Court has been missing in action on just about everything. And that is with the three justices Trump appointed, without them, and same for state legislatures.
Whoa. Now, come on a second. The Supreme Court is fighting for the right for a man to have a child. And so I think that for you to discount that here on this show is very bigoted of you, okay? Men can have babies. There's no such thing as biology here, all right? So the Supreme Court is going to make sure that a man can have a child. Forget about an election.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. Or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.